Let's find out who this gentleman is. What's your name?
My name is Mike Miller. I'm from New Prague, Minnesota.
You got a great restaurant in New Prague. Czechoslovakian restaurant.
Yeah, Schumacher's.
Schumacher's. Mm-hmm. You ever eat there?
No, I have never eaten there. I've driven past there many times, though.
Yeah, they give you a lot of food, and it's great. It's Czechoslovakian.
See, I can get that at home because that's my...
Oh.
I'm part Czechoslovakian. I just have Grandma come over and do it for free.
That's good. Well, Miller, then, you're... that must be your mother's...
No, that's my father's name. My mother's, yeah, she's Czechoslovakian.
And your father's German?
Mostly German, yeah.
What are you doing in New Prague, Mike?
I'm a dairy farmer. I'm dairy farming with my dad. Taking over the place eventually.
How is it treating you and your dad? Is it
good shape? Yeah, we're doing fine. Real well.
That's rich farming country in there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very nice. Very nice. Mm-hmm.
I know of what I speak because my wife has relatives that came from Jordan, Shakopee, New Prague, all along in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I know the area well, and I like it a lot. Anything you want to ask me this afternoon, Mike Miller?
Well, as a matter of fact, yes, I was going to send you a note, but I heard your daughter on the air, Lynn Bad News Cannon, one day, and she sounded, rather squirrely but interesting. I was wondering...
kind of like the old man, huh?
Yeah. Well, I'm a young man. I was wondering if you could elucidate on her date, on her age, availability, etc.
You're rather a forward young man.
Oh, well, thank you.
Before I tell you about my daughter, however, I think we'd have to investigate whether or not you are worthy of my daughter.
Well, I listen to your show every day. Is that any indication?
That's good. That's a big help. I'm giving you a couple of points for that.
Oh, good, good.
In this day and age, you know, where economics are tough for various people...
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not easy for young people to earn a living or everything. I'd like to have my daughter have the finer things in life. Do you think that you can support her in the style that she's grown accustomed to, living in my mansion and riding in my limousine to school? I mean, when she was in sixth grade, my limo deposited her at school every day. And if you believe that, I got a little land out in South America I'd like to sell you in the desert. No, but do you think that you could support her in a style that she's grown accustomed to?
Well, I could show her other things in life, such as nature and beauty.
Good.
But
good.
Of course, with all your millions accumulating in foreign banks, maybe you could take care of that part.
I'll tell you what. I'll go down there and work with your old man on the dairy farm, and you take over this radio show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You're a lot funnier than I am.
Now, that would... that would be a dream. Yes, it would.
Well, Mike Miller, you're a good sport and fun to talk with.
Oh, good.
We got a break with the news, and I'll tell Lynn Bad News Cannon about you. We know we can find you on that dairy farm in New Prague.
I have one. Well, I'm interested, but does she look anything like you? Or
Oh, she's much better than that.
Oh, okay. All right.
Now you're relieved, aren't you?
Yes. Maybe you could show me a picture out back here.
Well, she looks like my wife, and that's... luckily, she doesn't look like me. They're waiting to do the news now, Mike.
Oh, okay. Well, just...
But we could, if you'd just as soon pay for this time...
Let's see.
A minute costs $350.
You know how much milk that is to sell?
It's a lot of milk, huh?
Yeah, that'd be a few milkings.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, if I'm ever in the area in New Prague, I won't bother to look you up, okay?
Oh, okay, all right.
Thanks, Mike.
Well, thank you, Steve.
Mike Miller, you heard him over WCCO Minneapolis-St. Paul on the Cannon Mess.